And tomorrow we have the Yom Kippur today. The Rambam book house, when do they daven downstairs? And the people are like, 2:30, 2:31, 2:33? 2:33, okay. And that clock is wrong, right? We established that? It's a trick that Noach climbed up there all the way to the top.
I'm very casual getting to Minyan.
I understand. Just like, you know, it wasn't an empty prank. It was, say, it had a spiritual goal to it. Okay. So the Rambam here in Perek Beis Hilchos Tshuva characterizes the period of Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Yom Kippurim in terms of, the opportunities for Tshuva and even more than that. Yom Kippurim, after discussing in Perek Beis Halacha Vav, the period of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, beginning with Rosh Hashanah and ending, of course, with Yom Kippur. So, Bein Rosh Hashanah v'Yom Kippurim. Then the Rambam proceeds in Halacha Zayin to discuss Yom Kippur itself. And he says, Yom Kippurim uzman tshuva l'kal yachid ul'rabim u'keitz mechilos slicha l'Yisrael. So the Rambam characterizes Yom Kippur as the time of tshuva l'yachid ul'rabim and the almost like a last opportunity, keitz mechilos slicha l'Yisrael. And then he adds, l'fikach, therefore, chayavin akol asos tshuva Ula hisvados biyom haKippurim, and therefore there's an obligation to do tshuva and vidui on Yom Kippur. This is a very, very, very important Rambam. Spoken about it in years past. Many of the people who are in this room probably weren't here years past. So just very briefly, without going into all the details. Number one, the Rambam's characterization, of Yom Kippur as Kate slicham u'mechila li Yisrael. Kol Yachid El Rabim is interesting. It's not revolutionary, but certainly it's a very interesting formulation. So you have Kates Bechilo Slicha LeYisrael. Just because the stakes are high in terms of not doing tshuva doesn't necessarily mean that you would have characterized this as the Kates Bechilo Slicha LeYisrael. You might have said it somewhat differently. You might have said that since it's a time of din, so therefore there's a particular urgency to doing tshuva. But the characterization of Kates Slicha Bechila Zman Tshuva is very interesting. Even more interesting, Lefikach, therefore, whenever there's a Lefikach in the Rambam, that's always charged and always something to look at. You know, what does the what's a continuation? Lefikach Chayavin HaKol Asos Tshuva Ulehisvados B'Yom HaKippurim. So this is, as I've said in the past, I don't know if it's normally appreciated as much. I haven't really seen it discussed in the other Mefarshim. But this is the only time that the Rambam ever uses the expression chayavin in connection with tshuva. As is well known, the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva talks about when a person does tshuva, that he, is obligated to then do it b'derech vidui. That's the famous formulation. We're not going to discuss the whole problem now. But everybody is familiar. There are different, slight variations in the different venues. In the Koteret, the Ram says, "V'hushi yashuva chotei mecheto lifnei Hashem v'yitvadeh." There it sounds like the obligation to do tshuva is part of it, although he doesn't use the word chiyuv. He uses it in a kind of, declarative way, sheyashuv, right, v'yitvadeh. And then in Halach Aleph, it's kol mitzvah shebetorah ben asa v'los asa im avar adam alachas mehen bein bezon bein b'shkaga kishayasa tshuva. Then the word chayev, which is what we're looking for, chayev lehizvados lefnei hakel baruch. So the obligation referred to, the word chayev refers to the vidui rather than the tshuva. And this is something which caught the eye of a lot of the mefarshim. And there are all sorts of discussions about this, all sorts of questions raised regarding the Rambam Shita. Is there no obligation of tshuva? Is it only an obligation of vidui when you do tshuva? Is it a mitzvah reshus? Is it a mitzvah schova? What do we even mean by others? Are there two elements to the mitzvah? How do you square the koteret? And the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos also, what is it, Ayin Gimel, is very similar to this as well. Also makes it seem as if vidui is the main focus and that tshuva is not. For our purposes today, The point to make is that the word chayev, lashuv, appears only once in Hilchos Tshuva, and that is here in Perek Beis. This is the first thing is, in other words, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and the Koteret, all that is was noticed by everybody and discussed at great length, that the Rambam does mention a Chiyuv Tshuva only one time in Hilchos Tshuva, and in connection to Yom Kippur, that seems to have gone, I wouldn't say unnoticed, because I haven't done a comprehensive survey, but at least people don't seem to talk about that as much. Lefikach Chayavim, and it's introduced by Lefikach, is particularly important. Hakolasos Tshuva Ula Hisvados B'Yom Kippur. If you ask me, and we're not going to discuss this part of it at length today, the Rambam downplays the Vidui on Yom Kippur and upgrades the Chiyuv Tshuva. Well, in Tshuva of Kol Shana and the regular mitzvah, he upgrades the Vidui and downplays at least the obligatory aspect of Tshuva. I've also pointed out that the Rambam doesn't count two mitzvahs in Hilchos Tshuva, he only counts one. As you might have thought that there are two different dinim. There's Vidui and Kol Hashana, and then there's a Chiyuv Tshuva, like he says here in Perek Beis Halacha Zayin, on Yom Kippur. But the Rambam, not in the Koteret, not in the Minyan HaKatzar, not in Sefer HaMitzvos, does not count two, he only counts one. So that leads me to believe that Vidui, Kol Hashana, and the Chiyuv Tshuva on Yom Kippur, with a downplayed Vidui, but Vidui nonetheless, these are really two parts of the same, or two sides or of the same coin for the Rambam. They're interchangeable. The timing of Yom Kippur, because it's Ketz, Slicho, Mechila, that's why it's in this halakha, it's Ketz, Slicho, Mechila, Yisrael, so basically ignoring this particular opportunity isn't just a Shebal Tasa, it's kind of a proclamation and a statement. We talked about, you know, Shabbos in a similar way. Right? Some assays are just opportunities, and you know, you ignore them, you know, and you miss an opportunity. But normally we consider that simply to be Sheval Tasa. Other assays are so pressing that ignoring them, right, is to make a statement. And that seems to be what the Rambam is saying by introducing this as Zman Tshuva L'Kol Yachid L'Rabim Ketz Mechilo Sicha L'Yisrael, to ignore the opportunity here, the obligation, is something that is more significant. But that's how the Rambam, that's how he characterizes it. And I think that's why he downplays, as say, if you look at the Vidui of Yom Kippur, the Rambam says, Avidui shenago b'kol Yisrael aval chatanu, hu ikar avidui, even though the Vidui that the Rambam describes in Perek Aleph is much, 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 much more extensive, and I think that's part of the story as well. It includes busha, and it includes charata, and kabbalah l'haba, and so on. Again, we pointed out in the past, the Rambam's Vidui in Perek Aleph is really taken from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, which is very remarkable. If you compare the Rambam's formulation in Perek Aleph to Hilchos Maisa Korbanos, when he speaks about the Vidui on a regular Korban, we'll see that it's much more extensive in Hilchos Tshuva. It's really based on the Sugyas in Yuma, which are the Kohen Gadol's Vidui on Yom Kippur. So again, the Vidui of Kol Hashana is taken from the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and on Yom Kippur there's a Chiyuv to do Tshuva. Okay, and there's a lot of implications of that, and I'm not going to go into all the details, but those are the facts. The Chinuch also holds this way, but expresses it in a slightly different, through a different halacha. The Chinuch says that if you ignore the opportunity to do Tshuva, the Chinuch says, like the Rambam does, that the Chiyuv Tshuva is a Chiyuv all year-round and all lifelong, right? But, he says, somebody who doesn't do tshuva on Yom Kippur is ke'ilim mevatel the mitzvah saseh. Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that there's a special mitzvah of tshuva on Yom Kippur. It's also very well known in Shari Tshuva, based on the pasuk, lifnei Hashem titaru, right? Ki b'yom hazeh yichaper aleichem utaher eschem mikol chatoseichem, lifnei Hashem titaru. Rabbeinu Yonah understood it as a chiyuv, as an imperative, as an obligation, not just as a description or a result or a haftacha, lifnei Hashem tataru, but lifnei Hashem tataru, you are obligated to be metahar atzmacha, and of course the language of tahara in connection with tshuva of Yom Kippur also establishes it as something that is different. So there's evidence in the Rambam and the Chinuch and in Rabbeinu Yonah, all sorts of evidence that Yom Kippur is a special day of tshuva, and we know this. I mean, we call the days of beginning with Rosh Hashanah, ending Yom Kippur, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, and we know the drasha of Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, right? Elu Aser HaYamim Shebein Rosh Hashanah LeYom HaKippurim, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So the fact that Yom Kippur is a culminating day in terms of tshuva is not something that is surprising. However, what is fascinating is that all of this that takes place in Hilchos Tshuva. Right? And this formulation of Yom Kippur as a Yom Tshuva, Ketz, Licha, Mechila, all these things, right, does not echo at all in Hilchos Shvisas Asar, and barely in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippur. And as we saw when we talked about the Mitzvah Saseh of Shabbos, the Rambam uses the full range of what he has available to him. In other words, Yad HaChazaka to describe Kol Torah Kula, or to outline Kol Torah Kula, but he uses that in magnificent ways, obviously for emphasis and for other things. So it's just interesting to note that the entire discussion of the Chiyuv Tshuva and Yom Kippur is in Hilchos Tshuva, as if the Rambam saying it's a Tshuva Din, but it's not necessarily a Yom Kippur, or at least it's not doesn't sufficiently capture what Yom Kippur is about. Instead, we have in the Torah itself, of course, is the Pnei Hashem Tetaru, so according to Rabbi Yonah, L'chaper al chatos eichem, even before that, we know it's a day of kapara through the karbanos and so on, but the idea that it's a day of tshuva, according to Rabbi Yonah, is right there, L'fnei Hashem Tetaru, fine, but according to other Rishonim, is kind of absent in Torah Shabbat Sabbath. It's a day of kapara, not necessarily a day of tshuva. Either way, the strong emphasis, we're not going to read the psukim because even though that clock is late, but still we have to keep an eye on it. So if you look at Parsha Semar, the impression you get is V'nisim b'snapshol seichem, the Isser Malacha, repeated again and again, and in all sorts of interesting configurations, which I think are consistent with some of the things that we've a little bit already spoken about, right? Particularly Rashi's suggestion in Shabbos Kufiyud Dalet on Beis that the Shvus of Yom Kippur relates to V'nisim, even though everywhere else it relates to Malacha. That exchange, if you will. And we talked about, again, whether the V'nisim, Agmas Nefesh aspect, of Yom Kippur could impact on the Malacha aspect, of Yom Kippur. But either way, Malacha and V'nisim are certainly what the emphasis is in the Psukim. And in addition to that, of course, you have the Parsha Nachrimos, and allusions a little bit in Amar, and that is the Avodas Yom Kippurim. These seem to be the centerpieces. And Avodas Yom Kippurim with the Shnei Se'irim, the Seir Shanasa Bifnim, the Shem Hashem, the Ktoris, which is Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim Daka Minadaka Ki Be'anan Era Ela Kapores, the role of the Kohen Gadol, the very fact that there are things that take place Lefnai V'Lefnim on Yom Kippurim. These seem to be the points of emphasis in the Parshios in the Torah. And again, for talking about the Rambam, as a proxy for everybody else in the Rambam as well. Again, there's Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, there's Hilchos Shvisas Asar. And the Rambam links these to each other. I think I mentioned that the Rambam and Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim, the first words that the Rambam articulates, which I always thought was important, is B'yom Matzom. He's describing the dinim of Avodas Yom Kippurim. He starts with the words B'yom Matzom, as if to say, don't think that Avodas Yom Kippurim and Shvisas Asar are separate. That the tzom is connected with the malacha is obvious from the whole Shvisas Asar, the Rambam. The very fact that he calls it Shvisas Asar, and that sounds like malacha, and yet most of the dinim are about V'nisim, and he uses the expression Shvisa when it comes to Shvisa Me'achilo Shtio, which is certainly not a normal usage. All of these things highlight that interconnectedness. The Ish Iti, when he was taking the Sira Mishtaleach, right, in theory was allowed to eat, in theory could violate Isur Malacha if he needed to, which again you can just say is a kind of Ase Docha Los Ase, kind of an issue, but it sounds like it's more of an internal issue, meaning the Yom HaTzom, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the Isur Malacha of Kol Malacha, not just Malacha Savoda. The fact that it's Kol Malacha and that there seems to be some intrinsic Yisur Malacha on Yom Kippur, like Shabbos, even though it doesn't have Kibbo Shavas and Kol Malachto, those seem to be very central themes on this particular day. And if that's true, how does that work in with the concept of tshuva. Indeed, if you had to characterize Yom Kippur in terms of both V'Nisan and the Isur Malacha, the way I like to always see it is that Yom Kippur is primarily a day of Kula Lashem. Right? It's a day in which you establish your credentials as somebody, as an Oved Hashem, who's capable of passing that loyalty test. Somebody who really can, you know, if called on, you know, express Kula Lashem. Can stand all day, can out Malachim the Malachim, you know, doesn't have to eat. Not because he's inflicting punishment on himself, but it's a kind of a state of, you know, ruchnius, if you will, right, that establishes what he's capable of. How does that work in with this idea of tshuva? Not only that, the day of Kula Hashem, it's specifically a day in which we emphasize an aspect of the Ribono Shel Olam that we don't really, certainly not another Moedim or other days of the year, per se, and that is Shemos, especially Shema Meforash, of the Ribono Shel Olam. After all, it's the day of the Viduyim. Viduyim get a lot of central treatment on this particular day, in the Mishnayos, on the Gemaras in Yuma, and emphasized in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim as well. There are a number of Viduyim on this day, three Viduyim, and each of the Viduyim carry with them three references to Shem Hashem HaMeforash. And then, of course, the at the time of the Goral, you know, for the you know, when you pick the Sir Azazel and the Sir Nasal Bifnim, two opposite, right, Shavin Bekoma Bemara Likichasam Kiachad, right, the same, identical in every way, except for their opposite fates, as if to convey on Yom Kippur that Yom Kippur is a day of radical loyalty, radical decision making, either Kula Lashem Lifnai VeLifnim. Or Lazazel. There's no in-between on Yom Kippur. I think that's one of the main themes of Yom Kippur. So what we say is, Lashem Chatas. And Chazal were very emphatic about this, namely that Yom Kippur is a day in which 10 times, and the number 10, I'm not a, you know, into, you know, numbers so much, not such a big gematria person, but obviously the number 10, right, always has a certain significance, right? 10 is like a complete a unit. So when Chazal, in this case the Halacha, this isn't even Divrei Agada, which should be respected obviously as well, but, you know, it's not, you know, much, much later Gematria, and it's not even Agadata Gematria, it's Halachic, not Gematria, but Halachic numerology. The fact that there are 10 Shemos HaMeforash on this day is considered to be very significant. It's a halacha in the Rambam. It's a halacha. It's in the Mishnayos. And what it obviously is intending to establish with the number 10 is that there's a certain, you know, complete focus on Shem Hashem on this particular day. In the Ila. Right, there are two things that we primarily emphasize, the Ace and the Ilas Shar, which of course is the last gasp of the Kedushas Hayom of Yom HaKippurim. One is Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, and the Slichos, right? Especially if people don't say Slichos earlier. Here they do. The Rav was very insistent that Slichos has to be part of all of the Tfilos on Yom Kippur. But even those people who don't certainly have this strong emphasis of Slichos, and especially Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim when it comes to Ni'ila. And that's not only for the sake of Rachamim, although for sure it also primarily is, but it's also for the sake of establishing Shem Hashem. Right? Because these Shemos, or Midos Shel Rachamim, are also Shemos. Right? Karachum, Chanun, Erechapayim. These are all Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And of course, in the very crescendo of Ne'ila, right, we once again go back to this idea of Shem Hashem, which is a very fascinating thing. Shema Yisrael, the whole day, right, whenever we respond to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, right, we do so with Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuso Leolam Va'ed, which, you know, has a malachim connotation, especially when said out loud. But in addition to that is also their response to Shema Meforash in the Mikdash. And again, in the Viduyim, in Avodas Yom Kippurim, right, that's where the Chazan really gets to, you know, to do his thing, you know. But, you know, that's, again, not being such a Chazanis person, but the, you know, the Chazanis piece of, you know, you know, Bakonim Ba'am, Yoshim Ba'azara, you know, Bikdusha, Batahara, you know, that part of it is a very critical aspect. And, you know, how you Gomrim Es Hashem with the Titaru, all of that is not something superfluous. That's all seemingly critically part of the Avoda itself. So the Baruch Shem Kavod Machusol Le'olam Va'ed, and then the Hashem Hu Alokim at the end, all of this seems to be a critical aspect. So I think that the answer is very simple. I see my time is practically up, so let me just say it very quickly. And that is that both the Malacha, the Din of Malacha, V'nisem, the focus on Avodas Yom Kippurim, Lifnai V'Lifnim, and the personality of Kulal Hashem, of the Kohen Gadol, the Ketores, Daka Min Adaka, also, Ki Be'anan Eira'el HaKapores, all of this has to do, obviously, with the framework of Tshuva and Kapara, but in addition to that, it's about the reestablishment of the credentials of Klal Yisrael and the potential that they have to have a real relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's true on the day of Yom Kippur more than any other day. And that's why there's such an emphasis on this idea of Shem Hashem. What a Shem Hashem is an effort to accomplish, especially Shem Hashem Meforash, to accomplish the impossible. And that is, you know, even to put into words, you know, something which, you know, we can't really intellectually or any other way grasp, namely the essence of what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is. And Unklus, whenever he talks about Shem Os Hashem, or Mokom Afshe Yivcha, the Mokom HaMikdash, and you know, Yishko Neshemo Sham, right, always talks about Hashras Hashchina. It's a way of relating to the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. And we do that, you know, establishing Kulal Hashem and V'Nisem, and this gives us the entree to pronounce, in some respects, the Shema Meforash. And in a sense, that is the core of the bidui, of the Karbanos, and of the Tshuva as well. Which is why I think the Rambam begins Hilchos Tshuva by emphasizing not only the aspect of bidui, but, as we know, bidui lifnei Hashem. Mitzvah saseh achas v'hu yashyoshu v'achotim v'cheto lifnei Hashem v'yizvada. And he repeats it again in Halacha Aleph, and it's even more pronounced, I would say, in Mitzvah Ayin Gimel. And as I said, that's, you know, working off of the Kohen Gadol's Vidui on Yom Kippur. So in a sense, what the Rambam is telling us, in addition to the regular din of Kapara on Chataim, which of course is, you know, that's the Aleph base, that goes without saying. You have this opportunity, and you have to square your record. And you have to go beyond your record, tshuva me'ava, tshuva me'ira, but instead of seeing it only as an opportunity, ketz slicha mechila, lefika chayavim lasos tshuva lifnei Hashem, is also a way of saying that tshuva isn't just about chataim. Tshuva, like tefillah and like Talmud Torah, the Rambam wrote put together a chibur, hilchos tshuva. And that's because it too is a kind of an avoda that establishes your connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the 10 prokem that the Rambam has end with Avas Hashem and Torah Lishma, actually. I think precisely because that's the Rambam's Tshuva Me'avo. Maybe discuss that another time. But precisely because it begins with Lifnei Hashem and it ends with the sea, the culmination of the relationship man can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is Avas Hashem. So that even the Hilchos Tshuva component, the Chiyuv Lasos Tshuva B'Yom HaKippurim, is really part of the V'Nisem, the Malacha, and the themes of Avodas Yom HaKippurim. And therefore the Vidui, which is part of the Tshuva on Yom Kippur, emphasizes, I think, this idea of Shema Meforash. In that sense, Yom Kippur is the proper culmination of what begins in Elul you know, Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li, you know, without, again, there are things that you're supposed to accomplish in Elul, and I'm not downplaying, that's very critical, but I say that's, that goes without saying, and that's the ABCs, that's the basic things. The ultimate goal is not just to accomplish those things. If you don't accomplish those things, you can't do anything. But the accomplishment of those things, the neutralizing of past chataim, etc., is really a means every year to reestablish the kesher of Shivti Beveis Hashem, Kol Yimei Chayoi, Lachsos Benoam Hashem, Ulevaker Beheichalo, which is why we say that mizmar throughout this 40-day period. And or more than 40 period, and therefore, the tshuva component and the other components of Yom Kippurim, instead of being something that are totally separate, instead of the tshuva being just something that is narrow, ends up being really a reinforcement to this motif. And I think that's why, and with this I'll conclude because go down, the role of Talmud Torah in preparing for the tshuva of Yom Kippur is particularly important. Because Birchas HaTorah is based on Kishem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Lelokeinu, and as Ramban explains, and without quoting that pasuk, but Ramban quotes that pasuk in Minyan HaMitzvos to say that Birchas HaTorah is the Raisa, but the Ramban in the Agdama to Perush HaTorah explains that in a sense Torah is Shemosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in a sense, trying to understand the Rabbono Shel Olam, the best way to understand him, Haskel v'yadoa osi, as Rabbi Yonah says, is Limud HaTorah. And for that reason, Limud HaTorah as a preparation to the kind of tshuva, Yarov kamatar likhi, kichui machem devarim v'shuvu el Hashem, is a critical aspect of preparation and achieving the goals of Yom Kippur as well. Okay, we'll stop stop here and we'll get a chance to continue Thursday.